It's just before 8 a.m. in the morning. Off Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn, Shay Charles is rushing to get her kids to school. Amelia and Ariel Hazard are wearing matching beige coats and matching buns and eating the same breakfast sandwiches. They all hunch into an Uber so their mom can drop them off before she heads to work. Charles says she's always on the clock and there's never enough time or money.
If you can help your mom with one thing, what would you help her with?
I'll help her with the bills because the bills these days are really high.
And then how about you?
Same.
Love you.
Love you too.
Go, 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 go.
Ariel and Amelia dream of going to college to help their mom. Programs like FAFSA are also supposed to help. According to FAFSA, anyone can apply. How much aid you get is determined by your income and assets. But even if moms like Charles do get aid, they're still expected to contribute to help pay their own tuition. Charles works at a daycare center full-time. She makes $50,000 a year and says she still cannot afford the cost of living. Forget college.
I make a lot of sacrifices for these two little girls. There's a lot of things that I take away from myself in order to give to them to make sure they're okay. I have to provide a shelter for them, a place for them to sleep. I got to provide food for them. But as a single mom, I have rent. That's like $1,000. I have a light bill, gas bill, phone bill.
Despite her hardships, Charles has been trying to get her bachelor's degree. For the past 10 years, she started right out of high school and racked up $50,000 in debt. She's been trying to pay that off for years, but it's been extra hard with kids. Dr. Jennifer Turner is with the Institute for Women's Policy Research. She says single parents have limited financial resources.
Because, you know, they don't have the two incomes. In general, in our society in the U.S., single mothers are more likely to live in poverty. And so, yes, generally it is more difficult for them to be able to afford college.
And the help you can get from FAFSA, loans and grants, are not available forever. You can only apply for 5 school years. Single mom Shay Charles applied recently and was denied. She's been going to school for 10 years. Dr. Jennifer Turner says limiting college attendance can have a big impact.
It still is one of the major ways for people to achieve economic mobility. And so if a mom is not able to attain an education, then that affects her whole family. That affects her economic outcomes. And then obviously that has an effect on her children.
Turner says historically there are a lot of barriers in place that prevent Black single mothers like Shay Charles from completing their education. And this can impact entire communities. Turner would like to see more grants and fewer loans, which can cause problems.
It just creates this cycle of debt, and it doesn't allow them to necessarily be able to finish their education because most people cannot afford to keep taking on all of this debt.
Instead, parents who are also students often apply for shorter, cheaper programs like vocational school or certificates instead of 4-year degrees. And on top of all this, college credits can expire. This means if a mom has to take a break from school to give birth or take care of her kids, her credits may be no good when she's ready for school again. That's what happened to Shay Charles. She has 118 credits. It only takes 120 to graduate. But most of the schools she's applied to say half her credits are no good.
This is me about to sneak out of this Uber and try to run into the building without my supervisor seeing me, making sure she's not outside so I can run in.
Charles is taking one class a year. She hopes to go back to her old college and get them to give her old credits back. Fahima Degia, Columbia Radio News.